Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Astro Mind 2012. And tonight I just want to also introduce Roy. He's on the show. How are you doing, Roy?
Well, thank you, Adrian, for welcoming me onto the show. We're looking forward to a good show tonight. Again, we want to thank all our callers and listeners out there, and have our callers call in and join us, you know, so that we can talk about, you know, things that are going on during 2012, since we just, you know, started into it. And we'd like to get, you know, a lot of people's input, and also we want to do some free readings. But let's talk about what is going on around the world right now, Adrian.
Well, there's a lot of things that are coming around the community. I think one of the things that has to do with finances, and I just also wanted to share before we go into this about one of the things that me and Roy learned in our training. We ran into a woman that was from England, and she goes by Diana Sue. And she was talking about the sacred contracts that we all made before we came here. And it's a book that I think everyone should get, and I've been studying it, and I've been reading it. Also, I've been kind of dabbing into a little bit more into astrology lately, talking a little bit about this book. I would say that this book is a very powerful book, and it's too bad that this lady couldn't follow through with this book, because it talks about how we all made an agreement on a soul level coming to Earth, that we all made a sacred contract, and how these archetypes and how they play a big part in our lives and how they affect us in relationships and money-wise, and coming into understanding what the difference is between the shadow side and the light side. It's kind of giving people a different view on things instead of good versus evil. I think for a lot of people that, you know, you look at some of the people, the horrible things that they've done in their lives has to do with some type of agreement that we made when we came to this earth, and it was a sacred contract. And I was even making some videos on YouTube about it, and I'm sure they're probably still on there for anybody who wants to check out, you know, sacred contracts on YouTube. And I was explaining a little bit about how everyone has a sacred contract, you know, and you even make commitments, you know. You made a commitment to, like, for an example, if you were to take out your neighbor's trash and your neighbor couldn't take out their trash and you took it out for them, that would be a commitment to your sacred contract. So there's different kinds of sacred contracts that we all made. And is there anything that you'd like to share about that, Roy?
Yeah, I just wanted to share that the main thing is, you know, we're not working alone. You know, we do have our guides, you know, we do have our archetypes, like you mentioned, and they're there to help us and to assist us. Sometimes if we don't always make the right decisions, you know, they're there to, you know, guide us on the right path. And the main thing is they're there for our protection, and we just have to make the choice, you know, do we want to work with the shadow side of these archetypes, or with the light side. And that's, you know, the choice that we have to make. The main thing is, if we work with the shadow side, then, you know, it does affect us, and they work, you know, in a different way, you know. Main thing is, you know, what lessons do we learn? You know, how can they help us? You know, we just have to allow that and give them, you know, permission. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, the question is, Roy, if you had a, for an example, if you had a client that came to you and they needed information about, for an example, let's say a relationship, and there's two couples that, you know, just can't seem to quite connect with each other, what would you say in the sacred contracts, the soul agreement that they made, how that would affect them?
Now, the main thing is, are they there to, you know, experience, you know, what the archetype, you know, whether it be, you know, as a, you know, are they a rescuer? You know, are they there, you know, to, you know, help, you know, these other people? You know, what kind of contract, you know, have they made with these people? Main thing is, we have to remember that we're on a karmic wheel as long as that we live in this, you know, old world, and we have to, you know, rip up these contracts with these, you know, people, so that we can go into the new world. And what's your feelings on that?
Well, it's kind of interesting, Roy. It's like, for an example, when we first met Diana Sue, we were like everyone else. We didn't know what a sacred contract was. We didn't know what energy was. And kind of interesting, because if we talk about sacred contracts, we were like, oh, what kind of contract did we make, you know? And what we kind of freaked out, you know, we were like she was saying, this could affect you in this way, you know. And it was kind of startling to us, but when I explained to my friend Brandon about it, he freaked out.
Wow.
And one of the reasons why he freaked out is because I was challenging his belief system based on his Christianity belief archetype, and it was very amazing, the results of it, because I was actually breaking barriers, old programming that he had stored up in his mind, and the fear that he had. And that ugly fear revealed itself to me. Mm-hmm. And one of the fears that he has is to, you know, is the fear of the devil. Now, everybody knows, you know, let's fear the devil. One of the archetypes that he has to do with that fear.
Wow.
From his past. Now, what's quite interesting about it is, as I try to explain to him, there are different types of charts, different types of sacred contracts that we all made. Now, one of the sacred contracts that I made in my chart, which I was looking at the book, had to do with when I was the angel of sacrifice.
Hmm.
Now, the angel of sacrifice, I was reading in the book, one of his jobs is to, when somebody betrays you, or when somebody compliments you, they make a sacrifice. So in that essence, and that sacrifice that they make will attain balance to their justice and their karmic will, which means it will bring justice to them. So I tried to explain that in that way to Brandon, but he kind of freaked out, and he thought it was the devil, you know. So he said, well, go to this church. This church will help you.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the essence of, you know, in his mind, he thinks that it was of the devil. So in the essence of telling me to go to this church wasn't the fact of that reason. It was the fact of go to this church and teach people this lesson. Teach them this lesson. Let them know about their sacred contract. Let them know about their soul agreements. And I think more than anything right now, Roy, I think that a lot of people need to know about more about this information. They need to know what is going on with their lives, what is going on with their bodies, what is going on in the world that we don't know, the unknown. And letting people know that, yeah, you did make a sacred contract, you made this agreement, and you have to follow through this contract no matter how hard it gets. You know, and we're always looking for an easy way out, Roy. And I think that it's, you know, when someone comes to me and they say, is it an occult? Is it really an occult? And I say, no. You know, you look back at what Dr. Wayne Dyer taught. He said, one of the things that Dr. Wayne Dyer used to say, he would say, this is a way of life. It's not an occult, it's not a religion, it's a way of life. So what do you have to say about that, Roy?
Well, that's amazing. You know, we tend to get stuck, you know, a lot of people get stuck in their old ways, you know, in their beliefs, you know, they stay, you know, in that box, and they don't want to step outside of that box.
Because it's so easy for them to understand it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's so, it's easier not to, you know, to ignore that or not be open to that. The main thing is we all have to open up, you know, to all, you know, possibilities.
Well, you know, it's very interesting, right? Somebody can even dab into, say, astrology, you know, how I was talking about you have to understand the polarities of the planet and how they affect us. Well, it's kind of interesting because when people get into astrology, they're just like, this is too hard for me. I can't understand this, so I'm just going to give up. You know, for an example, when I gave Lita the book, The Sacred Contract, she said, this is too critical for me. There's no way I can understand this.
And that's interesting. I was just reading an article, and everybody, I'm sure, knows Oprah Winfrey.
She's talking right now.
What's that?
She's on TV right now talking.
Oh, is she? Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I bring up her name. But
mm-hmm.
She wrote an article about 2012, and this is what she has to say. Of course, no one knows what will actually happen in 2012, but one thing I do know for sure is the power of intention. And I intend to approach this year as one of great promise, not doomsday for me. I'm going to do my part within myself and within the world to bring about a shift that lets us live more authentically, more lovingly, more intuitively, more creatively, and more collaboratively. That's my idea of spiritual evolution, of a spiritual revolution. Isn't that amazing that, you know, the words that she uses, you know, to let people know, you know, this is where we all need to be. And what's your feelings on that?
Well, that's powerful words. I think that one of her sacred contracts would be to send out these messages. Because if you look at Oprah Winfrey, she has had great messages to the world through her riddles, you know, for people to understand, you know, to keep their mind working, to open up the endorphins in their brains. And I think opening up those doorways will lead to ascension for a whole lot of people, which is, I think, is really great because then it activates their DNA.
Yeah, that's so,
so
great.
That's, I think that's her whole plan, is to activate those people's DNA to awareness.
Yeah. And those are, you know, great messages, you know, for all the people out there that are looking for something, you know. And that's mainly to open up, you know, to that deeper part of us, and to allow, you know, that part of, you know, the crown chakra to open up also, and to be more
mm-hmm.
connected, you know, to the source.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing is, do we have any callers right now?
We have one caller that just called through from the 201 area. You're on the air, Roy and Adrian. Hello.
Oh, hey, good morning. Hi, my name is Sharon. How are you?
Good, and where are you from?
New Jersey.
And what question do you have for us tonight?
I just want to know, do you have any information about career for 2012?
Okay. And Adrian, what are you getting for her?
Well, Karen, have you set out to create what kind of work you want to be doing for the future?
Yes. I mean, I've been working on it, doing affirmations and, I've been sending out resumes, and I just haven't heard anything yet, but I want to see if you thought there was something else that was coming up. Maybe I should be looking in a different field, like healthcare, or right now I've been looking at administrative and accounting.
Well, what does your heart tell you? Does your heart tell you that this is the kind of work that you want to do?
I guess my heart is more into working with people. You know, maybe working, I'm not sure what aspect, but I want it more of like a people-oriented job, not so much administrative.
And so you're saying that they haven't contacted you. You just want to know if this is going to happen, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the first card of pull has to do with the Chariot, okay? The Chariot has to do with self-employment.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is an aim towards your self-employment for your future.
Okay.
So I'm getting, and also has to do with the Hermit. The next card pulls the Hermit, has to do with information.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of getting that you have a good direction where you're going, but it's just saying something about getting more information. And it could also be something on a soul level, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe getting information on a soul level, or getting information in the kind of field that you're in, you know, for your self-employment.
Oh, okay.
Which is what you really want, you know.
Okay, yes. Yeah. When you say soul level, you mean as far as why my purpose and why I came here on this earth to do?
Yeah. Which, you know, I kind of felt like something else was missing. You know? And once you put the puzzle pieces together, then that's kind of, you know, right now you're just doing soul searching. Figuring out what's going to work and what's not going to work for you. Is that what you're getting, Roy?
And I just have a question for you. What kind of work that did you do in the past?
I said administrative work. I worked in education.
Okay. So you've worked closely with the with the public, you know, working, you know, with the, were you working with the school system?
Yeah, I worked in the school system, and I also worked at higher ed.
Oh, okay. My guides are telling me that that you're still looking for some direction, you know, as to, you know, where you need to go. And what I just did was I pulled the card for you, and it comes from the Oracle cards called Wisdom of Avalon.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled the card called the L. The L lends you eyes that you need in order to see in the dark around you. The L can cut through the shadows to illuminate the real truth. Someone
uh-huh.
may be trying to camouflage his or her real intentions. Deceit, lies, and unclear intentions are exposed with L energy. The L also reminds you to be honest with yourself and snap out of any lies or denial inside you. Lying to yourself is the way that you'll remain lost in a prison of your own making. The L appears to ask you to seek the truth in the darkest places within yourself. This will set you free and restore you to wholeness. All is well with the L to guide you. Deep wisdom into human nature is gained through the ability to recognize untruths. L is an important and powerful ally. And what do you get from this reading?
To seek out wisdom, and that this is something inside myself or something that's out there that I should be able to look inward and see what it is.
And, you know, and that's the guidance, you know, that the L gives you. Main thing is to seek the truth, you know, what you truly want.
Okay.
And, you know, and head in that direction.
Okay, the owl,
main
right?
thing
okay.
is, you know, our intuition will guide us in the direction that we need to go. We just have to, you know, allow that, you know, guidance, you know, for us, you know, to whatever it might be, whether it be, you know, a different career or even relationships, or whatever, you know, all we have to do is just allow ourselves to be open to that.
Okay.
And how do you feel about that?
Well, it's something to consider, definitely.
Yeah.
Looking towards the owl. So is that like an animal totem that you're talking
about?
Yeah,
it's more of an animal totem. You remember... And I don't know if you were listening to us talking earlier about the sacred contract, and that's what my guides are telling me that you should. Have you read the book called The Sacred Contract by Carolyn Myss?
No.
M-Y-S-S?
M-Y-S. No, okay.
Okay. And this would be something to look into, you know, maybe, you know, check it out at the library or go to a bookstore and look further into that, and it will give you a better understanding.
Okay.
You know, of how these archetypes, or even these, you know, even an animal can be considered an archetype because they're there to assist us and give us that guidance, you know, along the way.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay.
Sacred content.
And, you know, and that's where we're at right now and during 2012, and that's opening up, you know, to all possibilities and not just limiting ourselves just to one thing. I'm sure before you came on our show tonight that you know, you were curious, you know, you wanted to see, you know, what's ahead of you, you know.
Yes,
and
definitely.
What kind of guidance, you know, you can get. And,
okay.
You know, these are the messages that we receive, you know, for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'll definitely look into that. Take your contact by Brian Weiss, you said it is?
It's Carolyn Mice.
Okay, Carolyn Mice, okay.
Yeah, M-Y-S-S.
M-Y-S-S, okay, great.
Yeah. And, Adrian, do you have anything else to say?
Oh, no, that's it. That's it. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much. And,
you're welcome. May blessings to you.
Wonderful 2012.
Yeah, happy 2012 to you, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Adrian, is there any more callers?
It looks like that's the last caller, really.
Okay, and what was your feeling about this last caller?
Well, I think she's in a good direction. I think that, according to the chariot, she's heading into her own talents, and she knows where she's going.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of her taking control and driving the steering wheel and being persistent. And I think that... just like the hermit, you know, she lives a hermit life, so
mm-hmm.
she's going to have a lot of time to do a lot of soul searching, a lot of growing.
Right.
And the last card I pulled on her, which I didn't get time to tell her, but she pulled the sun card. And so her outcome looks really sunny, and it looks like she's going to have sunny days. But if she gets plenty of sun, she'll get the right energy, and
again,
that right energy will brighten. You know, it what she has to offer will brighten the world, and I think that has to do with her talent.
Yeah.
You know, helping people, assisting people, maybe even helping kids with disabilities. You know, I was thinking of that too.
And so, would you say that the power of intention plays a big part of that?
I think that. Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with her intentions or what she's going to do with it.
Right.
And it all depends on how persistent she is. You know, that's what the chariot's all about. Is, you know, if you want to take it to the next level, then so be it. You know, she could take it to the next level and make something out of it.
Yeah. And you know, and that goes for a lot of our, you know, listeners out there, too. You know, a lot of people don't know, you know, where the next level is. So, you know, just follow that inner part of them, you know, that's, you know, sending these messages, you know, and allowing that, you know, that guidance, you know, so that they can move forward. And is there anything else, Adrian?
I think that maybe we should pull some cards on the new year, you know, for us.
Yeah.
See what it says. I'm going to use my new, it's called John Holland deck. I'm going to use this new deck here. And the first card I pulled has to do with the universe. This is a universe card, so this has to do with working on a higher consciousness, which means, you know, we're going to be receiving a lot of information and giving out information. It's saying giving and receiving information. So the next card has to, the next card is spirituality, which has to do with working with the spirit. So we're going to be doing a lot of healing. And then the next card that I pulled is the trophy card, which is we're in the right time, right place at the right time, and as long as we stay in our driver's seat and stick to our guns, we will reap the rewards that is coming. And that's what that
wonderful.
That's what it's saying for the year.
I mean, that's great news. Hey, hello.
Are you there?
Yeah. I think we just went off the air.
Did we?
It's 11:30 right now.
Oh.
But main thing is we put out some good messages tonight, and hopefully there was listeners out there listening to what we had to share, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting that the card that I pulled, you know, on that last caller was the owl, and a lot of it had to do with, you know, her being truthful with herself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the message that she needed to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, the Chariot is a lot like that card in a way. I think it's to be truthful for in the direction of where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that for her, she needs, if she wants to be successful, she needs to be truthful in the kind of career that she wants to succeed in.
Mm-hmm.
So she has to make sure that's what she really wants. If it's not, then she's not being truthful.
You know, and what's weird was, as I was listening to her voice, what were you getting from the... What's that?
What did you say?
I said, as I was listening to her voice, I could... for some reason, it was almost like the vibration from her voice was off or something.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't enough clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And why is it that you could, you know, pick up these things, you know, from just hearing somebody's voice?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah. Because all, you know, a voice is just energy that we're sending out.
Right.
So what kind of vibration are we sending out, you know?
Right.
With different sounds, you know, that come from our voice.
Mhm.
I don't know. I just felt sort of. It just didn't sound clear.
So you felt like there was an uncertainty.
Yeah.
But she was uncertain.
Mhm.
That's weird.
And that's why I think the L came up, that she wasn't. Telling the whole truth.
Mm-hmm.
He was hiding something.
She was kind of uncertain about it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Well, I think that a lot of people are not really sure what they want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like the geotrans, you know, the soul mm-hmm. will say one thing and the mind, the brain will say another.
Yeah.
So on a soul level, she really doesn't know where she's going.
And that's why I wanted her to read about the sacred contracts.
Uh-huh.
To get a better understanding.
Uh-huh.
Why we're here.
Right.
So that, you know, her archetypes can work with her and not
right.
against them.
Yeah, she learned about sacred contracts. It gave her
mm-hmm.
kind of a more of a way of life.
Well, it gave her a little more clarity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as to, you know, what we, why, you know, why we're here.
Basically, it'll give her structure.
Yeah. And I think that's what she's looking for more than any, is structure.
Mm-hmm.
Better foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where she can build herself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think?
I think it'd help her on her path, on her journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, maybe a structure in her life that'll help her to kind of have a better view.
Yeah. Well, the main thing is she can't, you know, she's got to know where she's going.
Right.
But it was interesting.
Yeah, it was. I think for us, more than anything, we just need to meet more people.
Yeah. Maybe.
More.
By getting out and meeting more people in these groups, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's something to look into.
Mm-hmm.
We're just not meeting enough people that are like-minded.
No, not.
I mean, they're not at our level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of people that we need to find.
That's true.
If not, we'll just keep beating our heads against the wall trying to get the message across to these people that don't have no idea what we're even talking about.
Exactly. We're here to understand.
Yep.
You know, and I thought in 2012 things would be different, but they haven't changed.
No.
You know?
So what has to change?